Welcome to Partners in Crime. This is Catherine Scullin, your host.
We have a pretty interesting one today. I've got two guests in with me. I have Ari and Sujata. Ari is a student and Sujata is a teacher.
I'm the head of the science department.
Whoa, she's head of the science department from Taita College. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So you're in today because there's supposed to be four of you, but three of them are unwell today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're running the show anyway. Ari, you're part of a group that won a prize. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so a few of us girls were taken down to Pai Kakariki to solve a worldwide problem known as pests.
Pests. We're not talking about people you don't like. We're talking about fairy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about what that meant for you as a school.
So what it meant for us is we wanted to try create something that would keep them out of our garden. And so that led to us making this prototype called the TC Pest Control.
TC Pest Control. Is that Taita College Pest Control?
Yeah.
Oof, look at me go working it out. And what does it mean, this TC Pest Control?
It means like our main focus is capturing possums and just keeping them far, far away from our crops.
Yeah. So capturing them, making sure they don't come into the crops, mm-hmm. or deterring them?
Just keep them far away.
Keep them far away. Okay. And did you actually have to come up with a solution?
Yeah, yep. They had to. They were part of the, they're taken part in the competition Grow With Girls, and they were competing with other schools, and everyone, it was without any device. They couldn't use any device. It has to be their own initiative. They couldn't Google or anything. And they come with a sustainable way of preventing the any of the pests. So they came up with a prototype using technology, but it was not to kill possums, but to deter it away from our gardens, because we have a Mara in our school and the kids go there once a week on a Tuesdays, and they work their full school hours developing that and keeping the all the vegetables under the using the Maramataka of the Maori resources and looking at the calendar, the moon under the Maori system, and using the tikangas to develop crops in an organic way and serve the community. So that is what it originally started as. But the key origin was when we won in 2019, we won the teacher-led innovation fund of $110,000, and where we revitalized our college swamp. We have a swamp and we have revitalized it. And part of that came up this Mara where our kids are working. So they have the choice. They're given a choice. Nobody is forced into it. So our kids opt into it. And what we have done, so they were part of the, it was only the girls program, and they have developed this prototype. So now we are looking for funding, how, because there's used a lot of technology to find out who can help us with the funding to make those prototypes. Now, when what they have planned is, what according to Ari, you can tell me about the possum, what you wanted to do further with it.
Yeah, so basically, after capturing the possum, we want to hopefully do a bit of experimenting on it, but obviously use non-harmful chemicals or anything, because at the end of the day, they're still a living, breathing animal. And pretty much the prototype that we're working on is going to need a lot of stuff like materials and funding and other things.
So the idea is to get the possum. I mean, I would like you to capture the possums and just send them back to Australia. Would be my idea. Put them on a boat and off they go. Back you go. But to work out what, I guess, repels the possum. So to see if it turns up its nose and says, ooh.
Yeah,
that's no, not going near that.
Yeah, that's what exactly what Ari and her team wanted to do, was do a lot of experiments with them. So what could what are the things that would deter them from coming into the crop area or the mara. Mm. So, but then I was telling them that when to do testing on animals, we have to get the animal rights permission, and that we go through our NZASC, because NZASC is the New Zealand Association of Science Educators,
mm.
and we have an animal rights section underneath. So then we go through them to look at the policies and are we maintaining those to get their approval before we can start testing. Because as per their prototype, it was not to kill the possum
mm.
In the humane way, which we are allowed to, but to find out more tests that we can use technology, maybe use the sensors or the frequency to deter them from coming.
Mm.
So if we can make a prototype which will have send off maybe the frequency of the voices or the sound which will deter them from coming into those areas.
Yeah.
So that way we are protecting our crops and we are also not killing the animal but keeping our mara safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's time we have a bit of a song now, have a bit of a break, and I've combined... Well, Australian, because we're talking about possums. So we'll throw an Australian singer in, and it's Xavier Rudd, and he's talking about Follow the Sun, and that's what your beautiful crops will be doing as well. So I thought we'll play this song from Xavier.
Thank you.
Thank you. which way the wind blows when this day is done.
So that is Xavier Rudd and Follow the Sun. And you can hear in that song, you can hear the warbling. Is that the word of a magpie? I used to live very much near a whole bunch of magpies. So magpies will swoop when they have a nest and they've got babies. People get terribly upset, but it's just what they do. But I had magpies living near me, I'd say about 20 of them. And one day when I was going for a very early walk, I used to like to get up early. This is when I lived in Australia, and go for a walk before work quite early when the sun was just coming up. And I went around a corner and there would have been about 10, 15 of these birds.
Wow.
With their babies, and I'd walked basically into flying school. It was like they were all sitting there going, yes, mum, no, mum, what do I do now? When do I turn my... Yeah, it was very funny, and they all stopped and looked at me. I'm like, carry on. And they just let me go. It was very funny, yeah. But, of course, magpies here can be a bit of a pest as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about them. I can't find a song about possums, so we'll just go with what we can find. And you were talking about, actually, before we went on air, Ari, about your father who loved rhythm and blues. So it's quite nice. It's quite good to get that sort of different type of music from your parents. Do you enjoy it?
I definitely don't dislike it.
Yeah.
Starting to find my own taste in music, like I'm branching out.
Yeah.
But still nothing wrong with a bit of R&B.
Yeah. Awesome. And so the other people that were going to come here today, what was there? There was four of you in total that were putting this project together. What? Have a shout out to your friends.
Yeah, so
who are we missing?
Missing three other girls, Skylar, Redness, and Kalani. So sad they couldn't make it today.
Yeah.
But if you're sick, then probably best to isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Be great not to be sick for the rest of the holidays.
Yeah, so you've come in. This is a Friday that we're recording the show, and it's the last day of school holidays. That's gone a bit quick.
No, it really has.
Too quick? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're how old?
16.
So what year in school are you?
I'm year 11.
Okay, so what does that mean for next year? Is it a big year next year? I don't have kids. I've got no idea what you do. Is it exams and stuff?
Mostly, I'd say next week we definitely have to prepare for exams still.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're doing their derived grades exam.
Okay.
Starting on Monday. Yeah.
Great. And so we're going to podcast this as well. So the three girls that missed out, they can hear the podcast. And also a shout out to the school, because I think the school will be listening at assembly maybe on Monday.
Not on Monday, because the Monday this week we have our exams, so we can't have our assembly. But later on we would be having our assembly.
So you're going straight from school holidays into an exam?
Exam. Yeah. That's only for the seniors.
Okay.
Only for the seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juniors are back into their routines.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, a big shout out to Titus School. We're going to put on another song now about, well, stray cats, because stray cats can be a pest. Well, they are a pest. So I thought we'll put this song on. It's kind of a little bit R&B. It's maybe not quite what your dad plays to you, but we'll put this song on anyway.
My tail in the air. Thank you.
black cat
style. So that's Stray Cats with Stray Cat Strut. If you do have a cat, please dissect it. Don't let it breed, because there's some crazy figure with cats. You know, they can breed again from a few months old, and then they have six kittens, and those six kittens can have six kittens, or you can have six kittens, etc., 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 and that is no good for our wildlife. But I did want to ask you, Sujata, about World Space Week, because this is happening on the 4th to the 10th of October, and so you are a professor of...
I'm the head of science.
Yeah, the head of science.
Yeah.
Very smart lady.
I don't know about that, but yeah. I've been the head of science for the last 11 years at ITA.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're doing anything for World Space Week?
What we do with our juniors is we do the Earth, Space and Science topic, teach them all about the... Some of my students have already started building their volcanoes, and everything is through... we do is through sustainable methods, because we don't want the kids into those practices, so... We make the volcanoes out of paper mache and things like that. And we put a reusable plastic bottle inside so that the volcanic explosions can be done. So those are the things to just so that the kids learn in that way how to keep our planet safe. And they also will be talking about, because last term we covered about the climate change and adaptations and biodiversity. So we'll extend that this term about how to keep our Earth safe and teach them mostly about New Zealand and the how we are in the, the zone for the Ring of Fire area, and teach them about the tectonic plates and whatever it is. So that is how it is, yeah.
Well, it's such a great week. I spoke to an astrobiologist and another word that I can't remember. But anyway, they look at the stars and they look at biology with regards to space. So my brains blew up basically when they were talking to me. But they had some wonderful things they were talking about. The things that they learn out in space then feeds into what we do on Earth. And they were talking about the fact that we have such a unique environment that we've got here. And if you look at how many planets are out there, and the fact it would take you 142,000 light years to get from one side of our universe to the other, some crazy amount, that we look at what are we doing here on this planet, this tiny little planet with this life on it that is so rare and so unbelievable that we take it for granted and we ruin it a bit. So I'm pretty excited about schools looking at science and looking at how we can do things to protect our planet. Yep. I love that you're doing this with the kids.
Yeah, we do that because we want our kids to value our Earth. And New Zealand plays a specific part, a great role in that, because of our biodiversity and, you know, how we have such tight security of not importing plants. And that is to keep our own native very, very free of pests. So I need my students to appreciate that. And with the Mara, which we follow through the Maori Tikanga, we want our kids to acknowledge our indigenous tribe And we have a lot to learn from that. So even when I'm teaching science, I incorporate Atikanga into it so that kids know that it is through our indigenous tribe that we are learning science. So science is not into two parts, whether it is Western or traditional. It is the lens through which you look into it and learn to appreciate our culture. And that's what Ari and her team members, we have 20 students in our working in Amara right from year 9 to year 13. And we want our students to go into university. Now, Massey has recently started an agriculture bachelor's program, which they are taking. And we are thinking of enrolling two of our students who will go into year 13 to take that papers when they are in year 13 itself, so they can do it extramurally and gain those credits before they even enter the uni.
Okay.
So we are trying those ways because ours is a very small school and we want to cater to every child's interests and talents. So for such a small school, we run a lot of programs, which you don't find in. It's easier to run in a very high decile or very high number of students, but in a smaller school, which is less than 400 students, it is very difficult to have so many programs. But our aim, luckily we have such a good team at TITA, where we try ways to diversify and we try our best to get every child's interest developed.
Yeah.
So that's been our motto, and we really try hard.
Well, I'm going to play another song now, and this is about space, because we were talking about space. So I'm going to play, it's actually my favourite band is The Police, and they have a song about, well, the moon, really. And I'm going to come back after this song. I'm going to ask Ari, she's got a bit of time now to think about it, what her special interests and talents are. It doesn't have to be science. She's looking at me going, really? You can ask that question? Anyway, you got a few minutes to think about it, Ari, while we play this song from The Police.
Walking on the moon. We could
Ari, the pressure's on now. I know you're probably, you're quite, well, I'd say reserved. You're not a show-off.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
It may be a bit hard for you to say what you think your talents are, but what are the things maybe that interest you the most at school?
What interests me the most is pretty much like being able to work with others because I like being a problem solver.
Ooh, you're good to have on a team.
Yeah, just problem solving, really. And it makes it a whole lot easier when other people are involved because I get to see from their perspective as well.
That's nice. So you've got empathy as well, it sounds like. You can really tap into what's going on in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And languages, I think you mentioned before.
Yeah, language is a big part of me. Right now I'm studying Te Reo Māori.
Awesome.
And it is a pretty hard class, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But because of the people that I'm surrounded with, they've obviously been huge help with helping me pass.
Well, I think then that's a nice segue into this beautiful song from Georgia Lines. It's called So Wonderful Life. Here's Georgia. Even as I'm waving goodbye, don't look back, you're gonna make it just fine. And it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life.
As far as I know, you're
song from Georgia Lyons. Georgia is, if you don't know, Georgia is a singer-songwriter from Mount Maunganui, Aotearoa, known for her soulful R&B-inspired pop songs. There you go. That's one. I wonder if your dad listens to that, because that's R&B.
If he hasn't, I'll definitely get him to have a listen.
Yay. Go, Dad. What's your dad's name?
Hayden.
Hayden? Hayden, get onto it. It's fantastic. She's great. Well, this has been a super, super delight to have you ladies in with us today to talk about, well, space, languages, possums, science, nature, all of those things. And congratulations on winning the prize. How many schools were in the competition? Do you know?
There were a lot. I'd say at least maybe 20.
Oh, that's a lot. Throughout the whole Motu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, well done you. Okay, well, we'll end with a couple of songs, actually. We're going to put in Earthquake Room. I don't, because you talked about plates before, Teutonic plates.
Yeah.
So we'll put Earthquake Room in, and then we'll end with a pretty funky song. But thank you very much for coming in and joining us here today at Coast Access Radio.
Thank you so much for having us here. And I should say, out of the 20, they won the third place.
Okay, fantastic. They won third place. Yep. Wow, well done.
And Ari also has won a $600 scholarship for mentoring and learning about agriculture and horticulture. So
congratulations. That is fantastic. So well, we hope you're now fans of the station and you can come back some other time if you like and do another show.
Definitely, we will come.
Maybe with the other three.
Yeah. Or we can get some others who are showing more of the how we have done, like some of our boys have done, cultivating the what you call the beneficial microbes, and they have created those ones and putting into the soil so that without our natural composting, we have, can grow healthy plants around and serve the community.
Wow.
So we That's have done cool. a lot of things within our mara.
That's fantastic. Well done. Keep up the good work. Hope your exams go well, everyone who's listening who's got exams, and shout out to Tata Colin. Is there anything that you want to say? Anything extra?
My only thing is that the current NCA, if they bring about the changes, we will lose all these opportunities.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what my biggest thing is. It is just listening to 1% of the schools and changing the curriculum is not viable for the entire country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, but I do agree there needs to be some strengthening, but not change the entire curriculum, because this current curriculum offers opportunity for every child to succeed in a great country. So I do not want the entire NCA changed at all, but strengthen it for the benefit so every child has a right to get the right education and get their self-esteem and dignity upholded.
Mm. Oh, you've said that so beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ari and Sujata, for coming in today to Coast Access Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. We met in the museum.
It's everywhere I look, from Las Vegas to right here, under your dresser, right by your ear. It's creeping in sweetly, it's definitely here. There's nothing more deadly than a slow growing fear. Life was full and fruitful and you could take a real bite. The juice pouring well over your skin's delight. But the shadow it grows and takes the depth away, leaving broken down pieces to this priceless ballet. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go. All those bridges, don't watch them thin down to dust, or blow them voluntarily out of constant trust. The clock is ticking, its last couple of clocks, and there won't be a party with the weather in front. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go. Heading deep down, we're sliding without noticing our own decline. Heading deep down, we're hanging on to sweet nothing's left behind.
Assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.